And a big good morning to you. Yes, it's a beautiful day in Wisconsin, and I hope you can say the same where you live. 20 degrees warmer today, beautiful sunshine, roads are clear. Greg just showed me a picture of ice on the trees, ice on the highways, school closing in Marion, Indiana, where his grandchildren live. That's Jackie and Will's home. I guess they just sent him a picture so he could see, so we can give thanks, right? And I get to spend 15 minutes with you, and I'm so thankful. Well, this is my verse for the day. It's found over in Philippians, chapter 4, verse 6. Do not be anxious about anything. I know what you're going to do. Say the rest of it. But in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. That's the New International Version. And, you know, the King James says, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Speaking about prayer, just want to remind you that when you send your prayer requests in, the staff meet every Tuesday morning for prayer, and they pray over your requests. And guess what? They put them in my basket after they've finished, and I take them home and pray again. Yes, we do care about you. You are our big WWIB family. Do you remember a long time ago, before my husband went to heaven, he came up with a slogan that said, we care about you. In fact, we had a great big sign, billboard, that said that. And guess what? Yes, we still care about you. Well, since November is Special Thank You Month, I want to take this opportunity to talk about manners in general. Oh my goodness, of late, we've seen a terrible exposure of rudeness. And it's sad that we have all become so busy and so lack of concern for each other. Oh, maybe it's because we're involved in such a busy schedule that we sometimes have forgotten our manners. I had a school teacher say to me, one thing I hope to accomplish this year with my students is to teach them manners. How sad that, by the way, she teaches fifth grade. Isn't it sad that by the time a child gets to the fifth grade, they still lack in many of their manners? Well, when she made that statement to me, I said, Lord, I'd love to put together a message on this subject. So stay tuned and maybe we can learn some things together that can make a difference in my life, in your life, and the life of your children and grandchildren. Today we are prone to make excuses, aren't we, for rude behavior. And so many times, common courtesy is tossed out the window. And believe it or not, it is amazing how many times I've had to go out in front of my house, pick up fast food bags full of trash that are thrown out a car window. And then add to that beer cans, pop cans, and all kinds of papers. This is happening even though it's against the law to throw trash cans on all of our roads. Why is this happening? Well, I believe that we've lost our manners when we become lost in ourselves. In a typical home situation, one of the kids is on his cell phone. Oh, yes. Another is online talking with friends. Dad's on his iPad and Mom is watching TV. The family is really not making heart connections because they're so focused on themselves and what I want to do. Yes, families need to reconnect with manners. When we teach our children to be well-mannered, we are really teaching them to focus on others. We are also teaching them how others feel and what others need. Good manners is thinking of others. The people who throw trash on my lawn are certainly not thinking of me because I have to go out and pick it up, or of others when they drive by and see it all over the road. You see, it's all about respect for other people and putting their needs first. Excuse me. I want to make a bold statement. If you instill manners in your children when they're young, you'll raise them to reflect the image of Christ. Scriptures tell us in Philippians 2:3, the NIV version, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourself. When children are taught manners when they're young, then they become respectful adults. And by the way, may add, able to hold their temper. And let me point out some things that I call for instances. Let's think about it together, okay? Your child goes to a friend's house to spend the night, and which includes a meal. When the plate is served, he says to the host, I don't like that yucky stuff. Instead of having manners taught to say, no, thank you, I would not care for any. How much better does that sound? I know at our house, one of the things that my husband and I insisted on was one bite club. Oh, yes. No matter what it was, usually was vegetables. But I would include one bite on their plate so that they could learn what it tasted like and what they might be served at someone else's home. And what about your child being involved in some sports game? And I think about how, my goodness, just lately, pictures on the television of whole families down on the field fighting with the umps over some call that they didn't like. And they were really going after it. And I read a cute little incident that I thought was tie-in today. As an umpire stood behind the plate at a girls' softball game, and he heard a player's mother start chanting, we want a new ump, we want a new ump. And soon other parents began to chant the same thing. Well, the ump smiled a big smile. He turned toward the crowd and yelled, I want new parents. I want new parents. Well, needless to say, the heckling did die away. Well, and what about your child is a superstar He misses the ball and strikes out. He throws the bat in anger and injures another player. How sad that you haven't taught your child to be careful about where he throws the bat and about showing anger. All of these are part of manners. And then you go to the grocery store and your child screams and screams and insists on having some candy and makes a big scene. And you know what? I'm sure all of us have experienced watching that happen. And you never insist on your child saying thank you for whatever is done for him or her. They say, pass the bread, instead of, would you please pass the bread? And then follow that with, thank you. Eating their meal like it was their last meal on earth and then jumping up from the table to do their own thing. No family time together. Whoops. How about slurping their food and their drink to try to get attention? Making a scene like, I don't like that, and slamming the plate on the floor. Ouch. Well, I don't want to list anymore, but you get the point. And I know that every parent wants their children to be polite and to have manners at all times. But living in this busy and heavy schedule world and lack of time to do the teaching has left us with many children really not knowing what to do in situations that I've mentioned. It's time to slow down, isn't it, and reconnect with the family. Take time to teach some of the nicer things that will not only bless them in their future life, but they will reflect the image of Christ in their lives. And oh, that is so very important. Children are pliable, and they just need your time and your instructions. And parents need to be willing to take time to teach. I found three instances in the Bible where the word courteous was given. 1 Peter 3:8 and Acts 28:7. The word courteous is used twice in the book of Acts. Paul was a prisoner on the ship and they launched, at Sidon, and Paul said that Julius courteously entreated Paul and gave him liberty to go to his friends. And Paul was impressed and thankful for the courtesy that was shown him on those two occasions. When he was shipwrecked and experiencing the awful conditions of being a prisoner, he still included in his writings the courtesy, and that it is something to do from the heart, whereas selfishness is the root of rudeness. I remember reading a story about a plainly dressed man, and I'll close with this illustration. He entered church in the Netherlands and took a seat near the front. A few minutes later, a woman walked down the aisle, saw the stranger in the place where she always sat, and she curtly asked him to leave. Well, he quietly got up and moved to another section of the church, which was reserved for the poor. When the meeting was over, a friend of the woman asked her if she knew the man she had ordered out of her seat. No, she replied. Her friend then proceeded to tell her that that man you ordered out of your seat was King Oscar of Sweden. He is here to visit the Queen. Yes, she was greatly embarrassed and wished she had shown the king courtesy by giving up her seat. Courtesy should be the mark of every believer. children are watching us as adults. How about when we are driving our cars and we take a quick parking place away from someone else? Always so many instances where we can be kind and thoughtful of others. Children are watching us and learning either to be courteous or to be rude. So tune into my next broadcast. Let me give you some manners that children from age 3 to teens need to be learning. So good to be with you. Bye-bye.